in Tanya, in these Tanyas, 233 at the bottom, 124 on top. Depending which Tanya print you have. Okay. So now, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the various different levels of love and fear that a person has. There's a lower level of fear that causes a person not to want to rebel against Hashem. There's a lower level of Ava, and then there's a higher level of Ava. Okay, there's a level of Ava, like he says, what's called Ava B'Tainugim. It's not a necessarily thirst, longing love of Hashem from the distance. You're very close to Hashem, you're a very holy person, and you're just basking in the enjoyment of godliness. It's not a longing versus the love that you're actually there. Okay, second line from the top. Vine bechinas avazu. This love that he's talking about now, this higher level. Pa'amim shekedemes liyira. Sometimes it comes before fear. Kfi bechinas hadas hamalidas, based on the level of the intellect that gives birth to it. Kenayd, as it's known. I'm just going to read and explain it. Shadas kelo chasadim agvuris. Because das includes within it chesed and gvura, which are ava v'yira, love and fear. Pa'amim, sometimes the fear, the love of shachsadim came in, later the lizgal, sometimes ava, it says like this. Emotions, a person's emotions, Chassidus explains, comes from the intellect. But in intellect, Alter Rebbe, I'm going to go Chassidus 101 now. An intellect is composed of three parts. Chachma, Bina, Das, Chabad. Okay? Chachma and Bina is actually the understanding of it. Chachma is the initial spark, the brainstorm, the flash that you get. Bina is when you understand it properly. So understanding the subject matter is Chachma and Bina, which is called in Hasidic language, father and mother. Chachma is the initial flash, which is the seed that the father gives. The mother is Bina, the understanding that broadens it through the 9 months of pregnancy. Now, when you have the father and the mother, you give birth to children. What are the offshoots of intellect? Emotions. Okay, there are 7 emotions. Primarily, it's love and fear. Intellect gives birth to these emotions. But in order to give birth to permanent children, not children that would come and go, I'll explain in a second what that means, there has to be the level of das. Okay, that's the third level of the intellect. It's not the understanding of the subject matter. The understanding of the subject matter is chachma and bina. What is das? Das is binding yourself, feeling it. Okay? You can understand something that's good. You can understand it extremely well. You can, really, you understand it beautifully, but you don't have any feelings towards it. Or if you had a feeling, it came and went. Like, well, you know, time, you know, people get intellectually inspired, and they have, oh, I love this thing, and a day later it's dead. Why, what was missing? Because father and mother give birth to the children. Chochma and Bina give birth to the children. But that is binding, feeling, that it permeates you. When you understand something, and you feel it, then you give birth to true feelings. What does it mean, true feelings? Not that come and go. You know, the people get turned on, and whenever it lives later, it's finished. Why? Because you didn't bind yourself to the subject matter. You didn't feel it. There's a difference between knowing what's right or wrong, or feeling what's right or wrong. When you feel something is right or wrong, it goes way beyond the intellect. Like we said many times, Aristotle was the preacher of morals and ethics, and then when he was caught doing an immoral act, that I've said this many times by Fabrengans, when he was caught doing an immoral act, his student said to him, hey, guy, you're the preacher. He says, now I'm not Aristotle. Or a doctor can give you an unbelievable speech in health, and they themselves will smoke, and drink and eat every health junk food in the book. L'cheira, they can give you a whole speech how unhealthy it is, better than a lay person. Yeah, they know it intellectually, but they don't feel it. And if you don't feel it, you create fake, everything's fake news today, you create fake midas, fake, the Rebbe says, enam kim amiti. They don't last long. Okay? So the Rebbe is saying over here, this love that we're talking about, sometimes it comes before the fear of Hashem, sometimes it comes after the fear of Hashem. Because what's creating this level of love, in a true sense, the level of Das. Right? Das is, as Alter Rebbe says, Das is the life of the Midah. When you bind yourself to the subject matter, that becomes the life of the Midah. It gives it life. It gives it permanence. It gives it existence. It gives it life. So therefore, Das is very important. Now, Das, therefore, can create this feeling, but the feeling could come either before fear, or sometimes after fear. So he said, this Ava depends on every person when it comes. But it has to come from the intellect. And therefore he says an interesting thing, Lachain, therefore, Efshel Rosh Balavedis. It's possible for a super wicked person and does a lot of sins, Sheyaseh Tshuva, that he should do Tshuva, may Ava know the Balibai, on the Ava that creates in his heart, Bezichnes Hashem Alokov, when he remembers God. The classic example of this, by the way, is like we learned many times. The Gemara says in Aveda Zorah, there was this guy, Rabbi Elazar ben Dadaya. Yeah? The Gemara says it wasn't the prostitute that he didn't visit and everything and everything. Finally, he was told off by a prostitute, by the way. And he said, oh my God, it's enough. I gotta do tshuva. Yeah? So he says he went to the mountains and said, help me. They told him, go fly a kite. He went to the ocean, he said, help me go fly a kite. Everybody told him, go fly a kite. And there's a whole Meralmi Prague explaining each detail of this mashal. He went to the Ovis and to the Imoyis and to the rabbis and to this. But finally, he said, I see, it's only up to me. Nobody's going to help me if I don't help myself. So Gemara says he put his head between his knees. V'go'a nafshi b'pchia. His soul left his body crying. He did such a level of tshuva that he actually died from tshuva. Okay? A voice came out from heaven and said, Rebbe, the Rebbe says this in the Sikha, Rebbe Elazar ben Dadaya, the Gemara says, Mizumin la'olam haba. He's going to Gan Eden. Okay? So Gemara continues, Bachar Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was in this time. Rabbi cried and said, wow, some people have to get Gan Eden, have to work their whole life. And this guy got it in 1 second. Now, just think about it. The guy is so far away from Hashem, what made him do tshuva? He's a Rosh Balaveh, as Dr. Rebbe says. What made him do tshuva? So Alter Rebbe says, because you can always wake, and remember the whole thing of the last two chapters, how did Moshe Rabbeinu within, every Jew has this fear of Hashem, every Jew has this love of Hashem, every Jew has this Moshe Rabbeinu in them, right? So every Jew has this level of love and fear. So if a Jew wakes up, you know, he may get a shock treatment, but when he wakes up, he realizes the essential love and fear that he has for Hashem, that can wake him up to such an extent that he could do an awesome tshuva. He could do an unbelievable level of tshuva. See, the question is, the guy was a Rasha. He was wicked. He said, doesn't matter. Efshel Rasha ba'aveh sheyasu tshuva me'ava. When? Mezichres Hashem Elokov. When he remembers God. And that can wake him up to reach this level of love. Umikam okein. Hayira gamken klula b'memela. He also has fear, because in Kedusha, love is composed of fear. Fear is composed of love. The Gvir of Chesed is composed of Gvir. Gvir of Chesed. Rak she b'chines katnas v'helam. Then the level of fear sometimes is minimal, concealed, a smaller level. Hanu yiris chet limited by Chas Hashem, this fear of sin to rebel against Hashem. Sometimes the love is revealed. You have in people serving God, you see this very often in people. Some people are inspired with their love of Hashem. Some people are more inspired with their fear of Hashem. So by some people, the love is revealed and the fear is hidden. So by some people, the fear is revealed and the love is hidden. And therefore, it really doesn't matter. You can have some people, the Ava comes first, or the year comes first. Bottom line is, they're both there. The question is, which one is more predominant? Is the love dictating, or is the fear dictating? But the bottom line is, the person has it. And therefore, again, in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe is explaining how easy and close it is for everybody to do good. So the Alter Rebbe says, no matter how bad you are, what God is asking for every Jew is to fear God. I'm not in the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Alter Rebbe says, yeah, every Jew has a Moshe Rabbeinu within them. Every Jew has this love. Every Jew has this fear. All you have to do is reveal it. So sometimes, you know, it's very interesting. Sometimes, what the Alter Rebbe is saying, you have to hit rock bottom, like, not Lahavdil, but an addicted person, a person who's addicted, sometimes must hit rock bottom before they wake up to that they need to get up. Until they don't hit rock bottom, they don't do it. Sometimes it takes to become a Rosh Balavetus to hit rock bottom to finally realize that Rabbi Elazar ben Dodai, that you taka need to do tshuva. That you really have to do tshuva. And then what do? You reveal either the love or the fear or both together. The question, which one's more? But both reconnect them. Both reconnect the person to Hashem. He says, "Achzel der." Oh, in fact, he says, "Like Rabbi Elazar ben Dodai, achzel derech mikra v'hirosha." But this can only happen once in a while by chance or a unique thing. Ashkocha pratis meis Hashem, the tzedek shah for the need of the hour. Okay, this could be an emergency prescription. By the way, you know, sometimes Hashem works funny ways. Sometimes Hashem could hit the person, you know, really hit him, that would cause him to wake up. You know how many people, people can go both ways. A lot of people on the deathbed wake up to become closer to Hashem. A lot of people, why? They're dying. I mean, what's going on? But it takes that sometimes when you're facing, so to speak, death, that you realize that you, as the expression in America goes, shape up before you ship out. You're shipping out, so before you ship out, you need to shape up. So this is something he said, but that's a hiroshah, you know. But that's not the normal way of doing things. Avol seder avoda hakvuya v'tuluya b'mchiras adam. But the normal way, those are unique cases, unique extreme cases, that a person who's totally wicked, all of a sudden becomes all of a sudden super great. But he says, the normal avoda of the Jew doesn't work like that. Because you know what? Emergency situations don't permeate. When you go gradually, then you digest each level individually, and then you have continuity in it. Easy comes, easy go. It could be a shocker or this. It doesn't necessarily last. He said, that's not the normal way. The Seder HaVeda Kvuyev Etzli B'chidus Adam, which is determined by man's free choice, Tzarech Lahat in Tchila Kiyem HaTeva Mitzvahs. It has to go with the system. The proper way of doing it is you do Torah mitzvahs, Aydei Yira Tato, through the lower level of fear of God. Which, by the way, sometimes can mean fear of punishment. It can mean fear of rebelling against Hashem. We're not talking about the super lofty level of Yira, from God's awesomeness, that I just feel I don't want to rip myself away from Him. The lower level of fear. Avkapanim besur merav asei tev, at least turning away from evil and doing good. Lahoyer nafshi alikis, to illuminate the godly soul, ba'er atayra mitzvah, with the light of Torah mitzvahs, to illuminate the soul. And after you start with the fear, so then Hashem will illuminate the level of love from above. Which means like this, in the spheres, right, in the attributes of Hashem, it's chesed, gevurah, teferes, netzach, agency. Okay, so chesed is higher, then gevurah, then teferes, right? Now, which means, ava, yira, so yira is lower than ava, because chesed is higher than gevurah. Chesed is ava, love, yira is gevurah. Chesed is higher than gevurah. If chesed is higher than gevurah, by nature, ava, love, is higher than fear. So normally, how do you get to a higher level? By first going to a lower level. So first you have fear of Hashem, and then you come to a higher level of Ava. Sometimes there's exceptional cases. You go l'chatchila ribe, you know what I mean? You start with the higher level of Ava without a system. But the Alter Rebbe said, that's not the normal system. The normal system in serving, reaching God, in serving Hashem, you start from a lower level, you internalize it, go to the next level, internalize it. So first you start with fear, then you come to love, then you reach a higher level of fear, which is higher than the love, and then you reach a higher level of love, which is higher than the higher level of fear. And that's the process which works by a Jew. What's wrong? No. No, because you get, that's a person in order to get a connection from above. A connection from above can only be when we create a connection from below. For a very simple reason. If you don't have a vessel down here and the godliness comes down, where's it going to stay? You have a lighter, yeah, and you flick it. So a spark comes out. Correct? If there's no fuel, the spark goes away. There's nothing keeping it. So why is it going to help bringing down a spark if there's no fuel to keep it? Yeah? You need to create the vessel, and then when the spark comes from above, then you have a vessel to keep it. To give you a broader example of this. Again, we learned many times, the Medrash says, just like the neshama permeates the body, God permeates the world. Okay. What keeps the neshama alive in the body? I'll give it. No. Physically. It's called food. You know that? If you practice Tisha B'Av for 2 weeks straight, your neshama will not be in the body unless you have a miracle somehow. Okay, unless you have a lot of storage. But, okay, what keeps the neshama in the body? Food. Okay? Food creates the vessel because it becomes blood and flesh, right? That the neshama can rest in that place. Yes? Therefore, when Hashem comes into the world, neshama, Hashem coming into the world, which is the body. What keeps God in the world? If there's no food, so to speak, the neshama leaves the body. Okay? So what's God's food? What's God's food? Torah mitzvahs. That's why we say in davening every day, we read on Rosh Chodesh, as karbani lachmi li'ishai, Hashem says the sacrifices, which represents all of mitzvahs, are my bread. Okay? Torah and mitzvahs are the bread that keeps God in the world. Meaning, that is the vessel that when Hashem comes down, he has a place to rest. If there's no vessel, then it's not going to last. So in order to reveal godliness in the world in a way that it should last, not like a shocker like Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, that was a, you know, there was no vessel and yet it happened, whatever. Yeah, that was an emergency situation, the Alter Rebbe says. It's not a normal way of doing things. Normal way of doing things, you need to create a vessel first, and then you bring down the godliness. Then you could bring down godliness, and then the godliness lasts. So the normal way, the procedure normal for a Jew is, you first sur merah, you turn away from evil, and then you do good. Okay? So now you have a vessel of good without any evil in the way, and then you're able to have godliness come down. So the procedure is, as the Alter Rebbe says earlier in Tanya, there's love and fear, there's positive mitzvahs and negative mitzvahs. Correct? The Alter Rebbe explained before, and it's very logical, love is the source of all positive mitzvahs. Fear is the source of all negative mitzvahs. Love means, I want to become one with you. The word Ava is Echad 1:13, right? Love is, you want to become one with the person. How do you become one with the person? Not by not doing anything. When I do things, that action creates a relationship between the two people, or between the Jew and Hashem. Negative mitzvahs comes from fear. Because if I'm not eating chazer, I'm not doing what I'm not allowed to be doing, I'm not creating a love because I'm not doing anything to create an attachment. What does fear do? Fear means I don't want to rebel against God. I have respect. I have awe. Awe doesn't mean you do positive things. Awe means I don't want to rebel against Him. So negative commandments, sur merah, actually comes from the level of fear. Because if I do evil, I'm rebelling against Hashem, and I respect Him too much to rebel against Him. Even, I was telling this to somebody the other day. There's no mitzvah in the Torah you have to love your parents. By the way, in case you know, there's no mitzvah in the Torah you have to love your parents. You have to honor your father and mother. You can hate their guts, but you still have to honor them. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you have to love your parents. Right? It says, you have to honor them. And then it says, ish imi vavutiro, you have to fear them. Okay? So halacha says, what's the practical difference halachically of fearing and loving, and honoring? Fearing means, listen to this, you don't sit in their seat, you don't contradict their words. That's all fear, negativity. You don't do something that shows you're rebelling against them. What is honoring your parents? You feed them, you clothe them, you take them, you do, you know. So it's very simple that love is actually the source of positive mitzvahs, of positive things. Fear is the source of negative things. Why don't I do what I'm not allowed to do? Because I fear Hashem. I don't want to rebel against Him. So that's why the pasuk says, Sur merah, v'asei tov. First, you have to turn away from evil. That's the level of fear. And that, say, type, doing good, that's the level of Ava. That's the normal routine. Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. It begins with Yira. Why does it begin with Yira? Because like we said, Yira is lower than Ava. So you start with a lower level, and then you go to a higher level. So therefore it starts from Yira. So the Rebbe is saying over here, generally speaking, and then he just concludes the prayer, Kivyo Hafta, Bigmatria Beis Pamim Ur. The word v'yahavta is twice the level of the word ur. Ur is 207, and this 414, and that's the numerical value of the word v'yahavta. They're bringing down this level of ur, the revelation of Hashem. Okay, so now the Alter Rebbe until now was explaining the concept of Ava Salem and Ava Rabba. The Alter Rebbe explained this in the previous parak. Avas Eilam, the Alter Rebbe explained, is the meditation into God as creator. Avas Eilam, the love of God that comes from the world. Ava Rabba, he said, that's the level of love which is way above and beyond the world. Okay? So he says, these levels of Ava, Mibeis Madregas Eilu, from these two levels of Ava Rabba of Avas Eilam, okay, generally speaking, it's two levels of love. The love that comes from understanding of God's greatness in the world, a level of God's greatness above world, but it's also divided, lekama bechinus umadregas lenketz, is divisible into infinite levels. There's a million levels of Ava. There's a million levels of Yira. There's a million levels that you can have more or less. You know, no two people have the same thing. Kochad lefum shiura delay. Every person according to their own level. One person could reach a higher level of fear or a higher level of love, and a person could another reach a lower level of love. And even in each one, just like Chassidus explains, yeah? Gan Eden, generally speaking, there's two levels. There's higher Gan Eden, and there's lower Gan Eden. Okay? But each level, in the lower Gan Eden is infinite levels, and the higher Gan Eden is infinite levels. It's the same thing in the love. No two people have the same level of love. Not only that, if a person reaches a certain level of love, what they need to do is go to a higher level of love. And once they reach that, this problem, the tough part of this whole thing is, you're never done. Any level you reach, it's okay, next. Like it says in the Zohar Kodesh, and the Pasuk, Neida Basharim Baila, okay, what we say in Esh Yisrael, the Kutsh Brichu, that's Hashem, the Iod is Yadav is Dabik, that this is Hashem, that who makes himself known and attaches himself, L'chol Chad, to every individual, L'fum Mashem is Ashar Balibay, what one measures in his own heart. Meaning like this, the Zohar says, Neida Basharim Baila, that the owner, the husband becomes known in the gates, meaning the Zohar says, Hashem attaches himself to every single Jew based on the love of the level of the love that the Jew has. Now obviously, if you have a lower level of love, you're attached less to Hashem. If you have a higher level of love, you're attached more to Hashem. So Hashem comes down based on the vessel that you have. You create a bigger vessel, you get more. We learned this many times. The concept of more godliness, God's all over, correct? Hashem's all over. Now, what does it mean that more godliness and less godliness? If Hashem's all over, what do you mean? This is higher, lower, more revealed, less revealed. What does it mean? So it's very simple. Hashem is all over, but only where you let Him in. Okay? The mashal that the Alter Rebbe gives from Tanya, from the guy with the Apikurs with Ram Gamliel, earlier in Tanya, is the sun shines in the sky. Yeah, the sun is there. Whether you close the shades, you don't close the shades, whether there's clouds in the sky, whether there's no clouds in the sky, thick clouds in the sky, the sun doesn't change. The only thing that changes is how much sunlight you will have based on how much you open the curtains. Right? It's self-understood. That doesn't mean that God is changing, by the way. The sun doesn't change if your curtains are open more, or changes if your curtains are open less. Yeah? The sun is shining the same way. The only difference is how much you let him in. Like what great Pelech Shatzadik was when he was a little kid. He was asked, where's God? He said, wherever you let him in. You let him in, he's there. How do we let God in? So through Torah mitzvahs, obviously, not by opening my front door. You want to let God in? You do Torah mitzvahs, you're letting God in. The more Torah mitzvahs, the more love of Hashem you have, the more you let Him in. The less you do, the less you let Him in. But Hashem Himself is not changing. Hashem comes to us, as Zohar is saying, Neida B'Shorim Baila, as much as you relate to Him, that's how much He reveals Himself to you. Okay?